Cheka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg en Rustenburg morgen op na 31 graden, Pretoria en Sanin 33.
The N3 still busy through Galilee is coming from both sides and down towards Geldnace at the moment. Mike 1 southbound, similar story from Jan Smuts and Empire. And the Sandton CBD absolutely packed. Greyston, Catherine, West, Rivonia, the whole lot.
In your sport headlines, Tottenham Hotspur take on AZ Alkmaar in the Europa League tonight, and China's Wen Yi Ding and Britain's Jason Smith share the early lead at the Joburg Open.
Amerika het om 'n onttrek aan 'n klimaatbefondsingsooreenkoms om ontwikkelende lande by te staan in die oorgang na skoon energie. Die sogenaamde Just Energy Transition Partnership wat Suid-Afrika met Amerika gehad het, is op die rots. Suid-Afrika is die enigste land wat hierdeur geraak word nie. Anastasie Mokgobo het meer.
South Africa was the first country to secure such a deal in 2021, followed by Indonesia, which secured over $20 billion in financing the next year. But under Trump's leadership, the US has now pulled out of its multi-million dollar commitment to Pretoria. The Just Energy Transition Project Management Unit in the presidency has acknowledged the decision. The withdrawal comes amid ongoing tensions between Pretoria and Washington over various policies, including the expropriation law. Anastasia Mokgobo for Jacaranda FM News.
En die leier van die EFF, Julius Malema, het vroeër vandag juis in die parlement uitgevaar teen die VSA vir die onttrekking aan ander befondsingsprojekte in die land. Hy het 'n parlementêre debat aangevra en het die volgende gesê.
The growing calls by right-wing groups for foreign funding to establish independent states and to be armed by foreign interest must be recognized as part of a broader plan. This is the early stage of economic isolation, leading ultimately to military intervention. Next, AGOA will be terminated, escalating tensions between USA and South Africa.
Daardie debat is nog aan die gang en ons sal vir jou meer daaroor gee soos wat stories verwikkel. President Cyril Ramaphosa is intussen in Gauteng vir verskeie besoeke vandag en een van hulle was 'n vergadering met die provinsiese leierskap. Hy het onder meer sy misnoë uitgespreek oor die stand van sake in die stad en gesê die leierskap moet sy sokkies optrek. Dit aan die aanloop tot die amptelike G20 beraad in die land 'n bietjie later vanjaar. Nou by onlangse G20 geleentheid by Nasrek het hy gesê dit maar nie goed lyk nie. Die premier van Gauteng, Panyaza Lesufi, het kort na hierdie uitlatings wal gegooi.
It was just unfortunate that those incidents happened before we put our G13 processes to deal with those challenges. But it's not an excuse. I must emphasize that. The problem was that the planning teams that planned for these events, there was a huge miscommunication.
En dan kyk jy na wat die weer môre inhou. Pretoria 2033, Johannesburg 1931, Mbombela 2031 en Skukuza 2335. Polokwane 1830, Messina 2335, Mahikeng 1930 en Rustenburg 1931. Ek is Marlene Versheer, meer nuus om 7.
Yeah, we play more music than anyone else.
More music.
Four in a row. On the drive with Robin Ross, Jacaranda FM.
New truck, big lift, old roads. We been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story. And you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me.